Hello there. Welcome to a mini bitlet, a bitlet without the BAP. I've been joined today by pod compadre Adam Smythe and also by Alex von Tinselman and Hallie Rubenholt. I was walking through the London Library recently and was hit on the head by a flying copy of Erica Jong's Fear of Flying. Mm. And reported
awesome
this
book.
An awesome book. And
that does have a lot of stamps in from people getting it out, as it were.
Yeah.
Yes, well, the zipless withdrawal from the issue desk. How many? But this immediately brought to mind the thought of flying and the relationship between flying and reading. And Adam,
can I start? Because I've just got off a plane yesterday mid-morning, so I feel slightly discombobulated. I was flying back. I flew all the way from Charlotte, North Carolina, to New York, and then New York to London, and here we are. And as ever, when I got on the plane, I bought a tremendously ambitious, a sort of bibliography. I had an entire mini library, a shelf, with me.
What did you actually buy?
The various books. One was about historicism from Shakespeare to Milton. Obviously, didn't open that.
Is that Geoffrey Archer's?
That was
new.
Yeah. Well, that's the title he wants to go with, but they want to go with Second Among Equals. And I bought Paradise Lost, which I'm meant to be teaching
you
after
January. You bought Paradise Lost?
Yeah. And then I bought a couple of other. And
I would have liked to have sat next to you.
Well,
God, man, the only thing you can bring on a plane is like the National Enquirer. What are you
thinking? Well, I stuffed them all in the elasticated back of the chair in front of me and left them there and then took them off at the end of the flight and watched Curb Your Enthusiasm, Alan Partridge, Mid-Morning Matters, and Girls, first two episodes of Girls, which is fantastic. So I think, for me, aeroplanes and literature, they're the site of this sort of doomed ambition, this sort of frozen, timeless space where I can get things done, rather like my love film DVD list, where I put in the things I want to read, but I never get around to reading. Mm. I mean, is that what people do on aeroplanes?
Yeah, I mean, I've given up entirely on any thought of working on aeroplanes. I was saying I recently got back from New Zealand. I went for 10 days for a travel piece. And obviously, so 28 hours of flying, you think you're going to get stuff done. No, I watched all of Glee. That was completely meaningless. But actually, you know, I think sometimes it's sort of worth deadening your brain for that. And then I've sometimes found, I mean, for instance, that when I read War and Peace, I took it to India and I was going to be there for 3 weeks. Didn't read a word of it on the plane, but read it when I got there and absolutely adored it. And I think actually, you know, for literature, somehow planes, you know, with the constant announcements and the introductions and so on, you know, it doesn't lend itself. And then your meal turns up and it's disgusting.
That's right.
Actually, with the plug point, that was my saving grace, because my last trip to the US, you know, as you said, it's dead time. And I brought my computer with me and I wrote for 6 hours. And it was amazing because my phone didn't ring, it didn't blip, it didn't buzz, it didn't do anything. I couldn't send emails. All I could do was write with noise isolating earphones on.
And go to the tiny toilet.
And go to the tiny toilet.
Yeah.
And crawl over the fat man sitting next to me.
Yeah, that may have been me. James, how are you a plane reader?
I wasn't. And I wondered why I was sort of bolt upright for about 3 or 4 days afterwards, having been highly caffeinated and having my eyeballs constantly sort of enlarged by these screens. And then I was going to a rather sort of glamorously to a party in Boston, and my screen didn't work, and I was panicked and caused an enormous ruckus. And then I realized that actually I had an alternative to watching television for 8 hours, which was to read a book, and I did, and it was terrific. And I slept, and I thought it was a tremendously healthy thing to do. Though on the last trip, I threw that out the window and watched telly. But what was fascinating was, we're looking around the cabin, was I noticed a number of people reading their iPads, and every single one of them, because I went up to see what they were reading, were reading 50 Shades of Grey.
Yes. I noticed that yesterday. A number of people
and
on the flight.
Oh no.
And the atmosphere
got pretty hot.
It got pretty hot.
Okay, that's not cool.
Steamed up windows.
It was extraordinary.
I think that's probably enough for our 4 or 5 minutes on literature and aeroplanes and power sockets, the topics we were thinking about. So thanks very much, everyone, for popping in. And we are off to Terminal 3. And we will see you soon. Oh, follow us on Twitter, @ LitBitPod. And send us questions. And go to the website, litbits.co.uk, and email us. Just keep on emailing us.